This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up on Saturday, kind of a unique event going on. Tricia Powell is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So you are with the Umpqua chapter of the Daughters of the Revolution, right?
Yes.
So I guess, first of all, because not everybody knows, explain what the organization's about.
So the Umpqua chapter of the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution was founded here in Roseburg, March 1918. Nationally, the...
1918,
yes.
An organization that's been going for 108 years.
Yes. Nationally, the NSDAR has been going since 1895, and currently we have over 1 million women as members nationwide. Our chapter here in Roseburg in Douglas County area has 39 members.
Wow. Now, what's the commonality there that brings you to the organization?
So we're a patriotic, nonprofit, non-political women's organization, and we're dedicated to education, patriotism, and service. Our members have a variety of interests, everything from being a museum docent to building and making quilts for men of valor, as well as volunteering at the VA.
So do a lot of you, though, have some kind of military background?
Some of our members do. They are retired military, and some are descendants beyond being descendants of Revolutionary War patriots.
So how did you get into it?
I love genealogy, and my grandma and I started in genealogy when I was in high school. And it's a fun organization. It's fun to be able to trace my ancestors. And some of our ladies even have female patriots in their lineage.
Wow. So you guys are doing something I'm not sure I've ever heard anybody maybe do before. Talk about what you're going to do on Saturday morning.
So on Saturday morning, we have a permit to read the Declaration of Independence on the courthouse steps. And it's a small way for us to do a kind of a grassroots celebration of America 250. We're also giving away preambles to families. We have about 300 preambles to give away. So it's the preamble and the whole Constitution, all in a little booklet to give away free to the public.
Any idea how long it will take to read the whole thing?
It's about 10 or 15 minutes. We have actually reproduction copies of on parchment of the Declaration of Independence. One of our members' granddaughters is going to sing, and she has a beautiful voice, singing the first stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner a cappella, and then we'll be doing a flag salute as well.
Gosh, parchment and everything.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you've got kind of a classy look to this. I think a lot of people, you know, are maybe going to be surprised beyond the first paragraph. You know, not everybody always knows what's in there.
Yeah. And it's a way, you know, the Declaration of Independence was read in Philadelphia, but then went around the United States, the colonies, you know,
over
time. Yeah.
It's amazing to think about. And to do it not only on the 4th of July, but with this special 250th anniversary.
Yes. It's a special way for us just to honor, you know, here in Oregon, we don't have as many colonial and Revolutionary War, we don't have battle sites and those things. So it seems kind of removed for us. But for us to go ahead and just do a special celebration, you know, 250 years ago, the Declaration of Independence birthed our nation.
Yeah. And although I've only gotten to be in Washington, D.C. twice and haven't got out to some of the outlying areas as much, just some of the, even Arlington and some of the other things there that you can see really adds a lot that you don't necessarily get on the West Coast.
Correct. Yes.
All right. So if people want to show up, it's basically just show up at what time again?
10 a.m. on Saturday morning. We'll be about a half an hour, 10 to 10:30. Regardless of weather, we're going to be there. Several of our members are dressing up in Revolutionary War costume in honor of the Declaration of Independence and America 250, and we'll have these Constitution booklets to pass out to the public free of charge.
Well, you don't have to worry about the weather. It's going to be sunny and for a long time.
So, great.
So that'll be good. All right. Anything else people ought to know about the Daughters of the Revolution?
We're on Facebook, Umpqua Chapter NSDAR, and we always welcome more women. We have a diverse group, and we just love history and education in the community.
All right, Tricia Powell, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 of the Morning Report.